Hi, my name is Percy, and today we're conducting the opinion survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. So, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, would you say you're very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
I'm sorry, what was that?
What do you mean, in which I don't understand the question.
I can reread again, no worries. So, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, would you say that you are very satisfied with where the country is going, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very satisfied.
All right. So, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues are? And if you could rate them on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that to you this is not an important issue, and a 10 means that this is a very important issue. And the first one is criminal justice reform.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Say it again.
For sure, no worries. Criminal justice reform.
Am I satisfied with that?
No, how important of an issue do you believe this is to you on a scale of 0 to 10? Where a 0 means that to you, criminal justice reform is not an important issue at all, and a 10 means that this is a very important issue.
An 8.
All right. What about reproductive freedom?
A 10.
Climate change?
A 10.
K through 12 education?
A 10.
Voting rights?
A 10.
Crime and violence?
6.
Abortion rights?
10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
8.
Racism and discrimination?
10.
Democracy?
10.
Student loan debt?
10.
Immigration?
5.
Jobs and wages?
10.
And healthcare?
10.
All right, thank you. So, as you may know, there's going to be an election for U.S. President, Congress, state, and local offices in November of 2024. So, how likely are you to vote in those elections on a scale of 0 to 10? Where a 0 means
10.
A 10 extremely likely?
10, yes.
All right. So, would you mind sharing your race?
African-American.
African-American, all right, thank you. And would you mind sharing the year you were born in?
1960,
all right, thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
In terms of gender, what do you identify yourself as?
Female.
Female, all right. All right, thank you. So what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Doctorate.
A doctor, all right. So, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on the issues that matter most to you on a scale of 0 to 10? Where a 0 means, all right, a lot of power?
Yes.
All right. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on the issues that matter most to you?
You said what? Try that again.
How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to you?
A 10.
10, all right. So, now if you could please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 basically means you don't like these people, a 10 means you do like them, and a 5 is neutral. And if you've never heard of them, that's also a category.
Am I following you?
The first person is J.E. Vance.
0.
Andre Dickens.
10.
Brad Raffensperger.
3.
Brian.
2.
John Ossoff.
10.
Tim Walz.
10.
And Raphael Warnock.
10.
10, all right. So, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections were held today, for who would you vote for?
Harris.
Pair, sorry. So I know it's a long way off, but if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote for, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Democratic, all right. So back in the 2020 elections, for who did you vote for?
Democrat.
Democrat, all right. So you voted for Joe Biden then?
Yes.
All right. So thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse? Worse? Stayed about the same? Has it gotten much better or just somewhat better?
About the same.
All right. So some people say that no matter who people vote for, it will make a difference to what happens. While others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. So in your opinion, would you say that voting makes no difference? Does it make a small difference, a moderate difference, or does it make a big difference?
A big difference.
A big difference, all right. So, and I'm going to read you a short list of some people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. And after each one, if you could please indicate how much you believe that each person or event has prevented the progress we want to see in this country on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that they have prevented progress, and a 0 means that they did not prevent any progress. And if you're not really sure, that can be around a 5. So the first one is Democrats and U.S. Congress.
Are they making progress?
Yeah, so it's in your opinion, if it's a scale of 0 to 10, a 0 would mean that they have not prevented progress, meaning that because of them, we can progress as a society. A 5 would mean that you're not sure, and a 10 means that they are the reason why there is no progress. And the first
one.
We
got
one. I'm sorry? I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm sorry, I'm ordering breakfast. How many more questions do you have?
Well, we are about 60% done, so we are almost done. There's just very few questions left, if you would like to continue.
Can you hold 1 second, please?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I just want an omelet, I think. Yeah. I guess chicken sausage. Do you have, where are the cheeses? Oh, okay, I see. Pepper jack. Three. Onions, mushrooms, and spinach. I'm sorry, go ahead now, I'm finished. Have to get my breakfast. I'm finished. Go ahead, you can answer the question.
All right. So, for this one, if you could rate on a scale of 0 to 10, how much progress you think they have prevented? A 0 would mean that they did not prevent any progress, meaning because of them we can move forward as a society. A 5 would mean that you're not sure. And a 10 means that they have prevented progress, meaning because of them we have not gone forward. So the first one is Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
Yes, I agree. They made progress.
All right. So we can say, well, a progress would mean that, a 10 would mean that they have prevented progress. So would you
no, no. A 0, yes.
All right. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
They can't do anything. They're stuck. They're stifled. I mean, I'll say 10. I'll say 10 because they can't do anything.
All right. What about COVID-19 recovery?
I would say a 5.
All right. What about black voters?
Black voters making a difference? I'd say, 0.
All right. What about Vice President Harris?
Did she make progress?
Mm-hmm.
I would say 3.
3? All right.
Take the spoon out of there.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm sorry. Say the name again.
And the last one is your local mayor.
My local mayor. I don't know. I'll say five.
Five? All right, no worries.
It's not hard.
So now I'm going to read you some kind of lists and policies and developments and statements.
Well, I'm trying to do some more. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. That some people have made that have an impact on many black people's lives. And after each one, if you could please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote on a scale of 0 to 10. Where a 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means you would vote, and a 10 means that this would not motivate you to vote. So if the 10 is,
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I can read again, no worries. So black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm in a restaurant and it's hard for me to hear. Can you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, for sure. No worries. I can repeat it as many times as you would like. That's not really an issue. So no need to worry. So
okay.
The statement is, black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. And for this one, if you could rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how much it would motivate you to vote, a 0 would mean that this would not motivate you to vote at all, and a 10 means that this would motivate you.
Okay, what's gonna motivate me to vote?
The statement I just said. And I can read the statement again if you would like.
Yes, please, I'm sorry.
No worries. So the statement says, black voters should recognize
that
has been made towards collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
I agree with that statement. I'll say, what is it, 10?
Yes, a 10 would mean that you strongly motivate.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
No worries. Because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
Yes, I agree with that.
A 10. All right. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
I agree. 10.
Because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burden and promoting fair credit prices.
I agree with that.
Because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid.
I agree, 10. I don't like this coffee either, so just give me some water. Yeah, I don't want that. I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm ready for the next question.
All right, thank you. So now these next questions we have are just like for reiteration. So based on like to see if all the statements I just read you before have like changed your decisions or opinions about certain topics. So now having heard all those statements, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you on a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community?
10.
And how likely are you to vote in these elections for President, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
So thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse? Worse, no change, better, or much better?
No change.
All right. In terms of sexual orientation, what do you consider yourself to be?
Female.
Oh, in terms of sexual orientation. So meaning heterosexual or bisexual?
Oh yeah, I'm heterosexual.
All right. What is your marital status?
Married.
Married, all right. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
All right. Are you of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, a Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Would you say you're a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Strong.
How would you describe your employment status?
Employed.
Full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
All right. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can totally just ballpark it if you would like.
About 170.
170, all right. Well, then this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Thank you. You too.